Today's gospel lesson is about conflict. Jesus says, if another member of the church sins against you. Undoubtedly, Matthew included this in his gospel because during the time when Matthew was writing, which was probably 30 or 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection, they were experiencing conflict in the church. Who knows what it was about? It may have been partly about who to include and who to keep out, who was in charge, how they expressed affection among themselves. But apparently there was some conflict. So they recalled this passage that Jesus had said about how to deal with conflict. If another member of the church sins against you, or it could be if another member of your family sins against you, or if another member of your workplace sins against you. It's good advice, no matter what the setting. Conflict is just a part of human existence. As we live together, we're always going to bump up against each other with different ideas, different opinions, and so it's just part of life. Whenever two or three are gathered, I think there will always be at least two or three opinions. So it's just part of life, and it's something that we can learn to deal with, especially if we can be creative about it. Once there was a man who had three sons. He was a wealthy man, and in his will, he stipulated that when he died, his oldest son would get half of all his possessions. His second son would get a third of all his possessions, and his third son would get one-sixth of all his possessions. Well, he grew old, and eventually he died, and the sum total of his wealth when he died was 17 camels. Well, 17 is not divisible by 3, 2, or 6. So the brothers had quite an argument about who was going to get how many camels. The oldest son said, well, I should get 6 camels, or I should get 9 camels because there's no such a thing as 8.5 camels. And the second son, I should get 6 camels because there's no such thing as 5 2/3 camels. And the third son said, well, I should get 3 camels because there's no such thing as 2 5/6 camels. But that comes out to 18 camels. And they only had 17 camels. So they argued and argued. Each one wanted to get the number of camels they thought was owed them. And the conflict threatened to tear the family apart. Well, the wives of the men got together and they came to them and they said, listen, there is a wise woman in this village and we think you should go and speak to the wise woman about your problem. So they stopped arguing and they went to the wise woman. And she heard the problem and she thought about it for a little bit and she says, I think I have the answer. I have a camel. I will sell you this camel. Then you'll have 18 camels. And the oldest son will get 9, the second son will get 6, and the youngest son will get 3. And then I'll buy my camel back. And everybody will be happy. So that's how they solve the problem. So sometimes the answer to conflict is get another camel. And sometimes the answer to conflict is look for a creative solution. And sometimes the answer to conflict is listen to your wife. Instinctively, we have two responses that we have to conflict, and that is fight and flight. Sometimes when we get into conflict, we're so angry that we just jump in there and we can't help ourselves but fight. Argue, raise Cain, and try to get what we think is ours. And the other instinct that we have is to run. Flight. Just avoid the conflict as much as we can and pretend it's not happening. live in denial. But there are many more responses that we can have besides fight and flight. And if we can be creative about it, then we can solve our conflicts in creative ways. What we really need to do is to stay engaged with each other and find some way to work it out, being honest with each other. Jesus said, if another member of the church sins against you, go to that one and point out the fault when you are alone. In other words, engage at the simplest level first. Be honest with each other and be direct with each other. It's a good principle. Use I language. Say, I felt hurt when you said that I didn't help yesterday. Or, I felt angry when you said all the members of my profession are unethical. That's honest. That's honest I language. Just talk with each other. You know, I think 95% of the world's problems would be solved if we just talked with each other. And that's probably true on a national, international scale as well as on a personal and family scale. You know, every dollar spent in diplomacy might save $10,000 in the cost of war. But we have to learn to talk with each other. If another member sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. Don't go behind the person's back or complain to someone else. When A has a problem with B, A shouldn't go to C and tell C about B. A should just go directly to B. Otherwise, it's triangulation. When our bishop came about 10 years ago, he brought with him what he calls 10 rules for respect. And he still has these on his website as part of his expectations of the diocese. Rule number one is, if you have a problem with me, come to me in private. Rule number two is, if I have a problem with you, I will come to you in private. Rule number three, if someone has a problem with me and comes to you, send them to me. And rule number four is, if they consistently refuse to come to me, tell them, I will go with you to Bishop Rickle, and I'm sure that he won't refuse to hear us. So you can see the bishop is trying to get conflict down to the most basic personal level and solve it at that level before it escalates and gets to another level. The idea is, be direct, be honest. Rabbi Edwin Freeman wrote a book called Generation to Generation about families and congregations. And he tells a story about four doctors. And they joined together to start a practice together. And everything was going along fine until one of the doctors began to not do his share. He didn't cover his assignments and his work times. He didn't bring in new patients. He was very rigid with patients and the other doctors. And so what happened was one of the other doctors stepped up and began to do extra work to cover for the doctor that wasn't doing it. And of course that doctor began to get stressed and he began to work extra, and of course his wife began to resent this because he wasn't around, and when he was stressed, and so she began to get on him and complain about it. And his response was just to work harder to try to make up for it at work. And his wife finally realized that complaining wasn't helping, so she started to back off. And she just sort of pulled away from her husband a little bit. And what that did was it made him work that much harder to get closer to her. And then he realized at that point that he needed to speak to the doctor who was not pulling his share of the load. So he went to this freeloading doctor and he said, you're going to have to step up because I've been covering for you and you're going to have to pull your weight in this organization. And when he heard that, he did. He stepped up and he started to do his share. Be honest with each other. Be direct. That's the best way to solve conflict. I think that Jesus knew how to be honest. Jesus was able to use his personal power when he needed to. When he was with the Pharisees, he spoke right up to them. He said, "You hypocrites, you're clean on the outside, but you're dirty on the inside." And at the same time, he was able to be compassionate and caring with those who were hurting and in need. He said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden." So Jesus knew the difference. He knew when to use his personal power, when to be honest and direct, and when to be caring. We should be the same. I heard one of those interviews of a couple who had been married for 75 years. You know, they always ask, "Well, what's the secret to your long-lasting marriage?" And this particular couple said, "Well, we always talk things out. We never went to bed without having talked out whatever issue it was that we had together." It's a good principle. We talk things out, we're honest with each other, and we're direct. So I hope that if you have a problem with me, you'll come to me. And I hope that if I have a problem with you, I'll come to you. And I hope that we can be a congregation that loves each other and shows it whether we're in conflict or not. Amen. Amen.